This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Let's have a meeting here at my office.
We did attempt to have the meeting, and I did drive.
The driving, so, you got
so
damn that good.
That's but a little out of balance now, because I did my drive. But
it's not out of balance, because, you know, you were driving and I was waiting. But the important thing is we didn't
meet. Well, the waiting,
meet.
There's a lot to do while you're waiting. There's nothing to do while you're driving.
Mike Schoep.
Let's accomplish that. That's all
I'm saying. We attempted to have the meeting, but it was aborted.
We attempted and we failed. Let's have that meeting.
We're having that meeting right now.
The Bulldog.
This is not a meeting about the show. This is a meeting about having a meeting.
I know, but the intention is the same. Don't you understand? I drove here with the same intention.
The driving is not the meeting,
Larry. Driving is what we're talking.
The
driving is what we're talking about.
You keep coming back to this insane thing with driving.
Yes.
Driving is not the issue. Did we make
it? I think driving is the issue.
Who's we had a singular plan.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Do you have the brackets open? We have this thing here at work, which is fine.
Yes, I do.
That we're not supposed to use paper anymore. It's fine. It's righteous. You know, I guess like last week, maybe a lot of paper got used and there was a new, just a reminder. Maybe you have to sign out paper now. I don't know. But like, I have thought of that. I want to print the brackets out so I have a copy of the brackets, but I won't, especially if I have to go somewhere to get permission. So I just don't have the brackets. I didn't fill out any brackets.
A requisition slip to print the bracket.
Right. I didn't fill out any brackets. I don't have any. I made a couple of bets, but that's pick nine,
yeah,
too.
I
have the brackets.
I have it open in my browser here, yes.
I try to call it up. It's all so small. Like, the type is so small, then I just give up.
Yeah.
So I do not have the brackets.
I can read this one. I'm all right.
All right, so you've got it.
Although it's not...
You want to be in charge of the brackets?
It's not formatted for the full screen. You know what I mean? Like, I got to scroll to get the whole thing.
That's not ideal.
No, I totally agree. But I'm okay. I mean, I've got it here.
All right, so two games are over. And I care about the winners this year. Who are the winners? The pick nine bet is winners. The first game is over.
Yeah.
Minnesota won. Nobody has Minnesota. You had the team they beat, Louisville. It's been crossed off.
Right.
I can see that over there. Louisville crossed off.
I think it's somehow appropriate that when we first started talking about this idea, the first time I looked at the bracket and thought, like, well, I want a reasonably high number, so if they win, I don't want 2 points. I want Louisville, sure. I think that happened live on the air. Like, Louisville's usually pretty good, right? I'll do them. They're a seven. Sure, great. And they're out.
Out. First team out.
And not only are they out, I got here. I didn't see, like, you know, the tip-off at noon or whatever time it was. I got here, and they were down by eight or something getting near halftime, and the second half started, and they were never in the game. They were down by 16.
Yeah, they might have only gotten as close as like eight.
Yeah, it was not a good day for
Minnesota. Them. Roughed them up. Minnesota scored 86 points, none from its bench. They are the first team to win a game in what they're now calling the round of 64 for stat keeping purposes.
Yeah,
in 7 years without a single point. Yep. From its bench. 86 points, all from starters.
And they also had averaged only 5 3-point field goals per game this year. And I don't know what they ended up with, but when this stat was mentioned by one of the guys on TV, they already had 11 in the game.
Yeah, they were in the double digits in this game.
Yeah.
All starters. So nobody had that. Score remains 0-0-0. LSU has beaten Yale.
No impact.
Nobody had either of those teams. That's a 3-14 game.
So I'm losing already, though.
Joe has a noise for when any game ends. It's like a Viking. It's third down in Minnesota.
Hey.
More Minnesota. So anytime you hear that, somebody won. That's
right.
How we're going positive here. We care about the winners.
Yeah, all right.
And then we'll just look over there. It's right in front of me. There to your right.
Someone in our pick nine, not just any game in the tournament.
Every game.
Every game, okay. All right.
As soon as any game ends, I want to know.
All right.
And if I had brackets, I would cross them off. But that's also caring about the losers, or circle. I guess you would circle the winners.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to watch the games.
You can just,
we'll tell you.
Yeah.
We'll tell you. Yale lost. They covered, but they lost. All right, so there.
You know, now that's nice. If you had that thing that we had how many years ago that was? We talked about this on Monday or Tuesday. The thing where if your team covers, you get then the team that. So if you had Yale and a thing like that, now you've got LSU and they're a 3 seed. That's pretty nice,
right?
Did that make sense to people who don't know what I was talking about?
I like that pool. I like that pool. It's really, just you have no control over your teams,
right.
But I like that pool. It's like being in squares.
It was a fun ride. Yeah.
Yeah, just like being in squares. Like you have no control over it. We will have Nate Oates today. That'll be at 4:30. We'll call him. He's in, where is he now? Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Tulsa. They left on Tuesday.
All right. So we'll talk to Nate. Their game is tomorrow around 4 against Bobby Hurley's Arizona State. I've got a column up. There's some UB content, hashtag content at WGR550.com. One thing I think almost everybody agrees with about this tournament is that today is a great day. The first day, the real first day of the tournament is, I mean, it's almost cliche at this point. This is one of the best sports days. You know what we do with things like that, with cliches and stuff? We decide if it's one of the best sports days. Mm-hmm. And I think what we should do, and I thought about like telling you I had this idea last hour, but I decided against it. I don't know. I could have told you I was thinking about this, but
I'd like when you don't tell me stuff until we're on the air. Really, like that's I feel better prepared that way.
Yeah, it's sort of backwards, but top 10 days, sports days, top 10 sports days. I want it decided. I want to leave here tonight knowing what the top 10 are. I want to go out tonight and have somebody go, you forgot to mention the Preakness. So I can go, no, I didn't forget to mention the Preakness. We spent 4 hours on this, and it wasn't in the top 10.
I need a piece of paper.
I just shredded all my... I know. Go sign some out. Go sign
can
out
I
some
get
paper.
Some paper? It's work-related.
No, you can't have that. You cannot have that.
Where's the form? Is there a form to fill out to get the paper? Is the form paper?
Yeah, there's like grease on that, but you can find some space there.
Scrap paper. I can't. No, this is already, you got stuff written all over here. I can't use that.
I can't help you then.
No.
All right, so.
Well, I want to start making a list. Let's see. The day your kid gets drafted in the OHL. One.
Number 7.
One.
No, come on. You can't do that. No. You, of course, can do OHL draft day.
No, I'm not going to. That doesn't really rate. Although I am interested to watch it again this year, sort of, just because, whatever. Yeah. Like, we went through it once.
Maybe your other kid will get drafted.
Right, who knows?
Maybe he'll be like, this'll be a mix-up. And
Take a chance. You know what? I would like to do that because, I wouldn't want to get in anybody's way that says today is a great day. It's the start of this tournament. We love when there's sports on, even if it's not your favorite sport or a sport you follow. And of course, plenty of people do follow their college teams or all college team or just college basketball in general. So of course it's great for them. Even if you don't, today rates. I mean, today's cool because there's sports on when there's usually not sports on. That's a good place to start for a good sports day.
Meaningful sports.
Yeah. Right. Right. That
it's not like the Alamo Bowl.
Right.
Oh, cool. The bowl games are on at 1:30.
Right. It's 2 6-6 teams having at it to decide who gets the Alamo Bowl.
Right. The Belk
trophy.
Bowl.
What?
Right. So this is good. So I would put today as my number one NCAA tournament day. I'd put it above the selection day, and I would put it above the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put it above tomorrow. Because today is new.
Right, by tomorrow you've already had today.
Tomorrow's cool, but that'll be a fun thing to figure out. Like, if tomorrow, and you don't have to agree with any of this, but like if you do, does tomorrow make the top 10 anyway? You can have, how many tournament days are there? Like 10 days? You've got Thursday through Sunday. You've got Thursday through Sunday. Then you have the Final Four. Those could all be the top 10 sports days. I don't think they are.
No.
But, you know, maybe there's an argument. So I like today. What else do we like? What are the easy ones?
Well, I think the easy ones. They're divisional playoff. But that's two days.
It's a weekend, though.
It's a weekend.
You got to pick one. What's the better game usually on Sunday?
Take both. Those are two different days. It's got to be days. This is not events.
Right.
This is not weekends.
Right.
The Sunday of the divisional NFL playoffs.
NFL divisional round Sunday. This year, that was...
Although, if you don't get the whole weekend, maybe I'd rather have championship Sunday. The conference championship.
Right.
I think I'd rather have that if I'm only getting one single day.
This year, that was New England and the Chargers, and then the Eagles at the Saints.
Divisional round Sunday.
Divisional round Sunday.
Yeah. I think I might be with Joe here and take championship the conference championships that Sunday over, because you just don't know when the better games are going to be on a Saturday or a Sunday. There's no knowing how
maybe
it's going to shake out.
Maybe we play this out and they all make it.
Yeah, they might.
What about the wild cards?
They might. I'm not inclined to go there yet. I mean, we're a hockey town. I'm a hockey fanatic. I love the first day of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like that first night when there are, you know, it's Hockey Night in Canada is on the air and like, here we go.
Yep.
And you've got, you know, four games, seven, you know, if they do it right and aren't stupid about it and don't schedule 3 7 o'clock games, you got 7, 7:30, and then maybe like, you know, 10 o'clock and 10:30. Perfect. You know, it's been a long time since I made it to the 10:30s, but all the same, I love having that menu of hockey, and it's all the first shifts of playoff games are frantic. Like the building is rabid, and the players are all just flying. You know, it settles in eventually, but I love the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Okay, it's tough to pick another hockey day.
Yeah,
because what are they like? They're all. You don't know when the Stanley... I mean, you can have Game 7, but you don't know.
Right.
So it's hard to pick that if we're just naming days.
Mm-hmm.
Back to football. The Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday. Probably in the top 10, probably not in the top 10.
In the top 10, but overrated. I'd put Championship Sunday ahead of Super Bowl
Me
Sunday.
Too.
So would I.
Because I got two games.
Right.
So would I.
And it's not as bloated.
Now, what you did there was
there's
the
no
NHL playoffs. Now, there's like a single day that kind of encompasses a bunch of different sports that might be my favorite day. It's the final round of the Masters.
I love that
because
one.
Because generally, the day that's the final round of the Masters, it's a Sunday, so sometimes this isn't the case, but a lot of times you will get NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs later that day.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's a great sports day.
Although... I will watch the entire Masters coverage if I can. If I am home watching sports on Masters Sunday, I am only watching the Masters when it's on.
Right. By the entire coverage, do you mean the cabin afterward and the guy putting the jacket on the other guy? Or
it depends on the goofiness of the cabin guy.
Okay.
It depends on that a little bit. I have watched that.
Yeah, I have too.
I don't have to watch that.
But I'm usually out if I don't need to see that.
I really just only want to watch the golf, but I will choose it over everything else.
I just almost always expect it to be the stiffest, most uncomfortable thing you've ever seen.
Which is great.
Year in and year out. It's just like, it's hard to top. Like, I'm going in expecting it to be awful, and then it's awful. Like, okay, well, why am I watching? Like, it's Jim Nance is stiff, everyone's stiff, it's just stiff. No thanks.
All right, how about Wimbledon Sunday? Do you like that at all?
I like it. I don't know if it's going to get to top 10 for me.
Okay.
I do like it.
It's a Sunday morning.
Yep.
Okay.
I do like it. I mean, Father's Day, U.S. Open is pretty good.
U.S. Open, golf.
That is, I'm glued to that. I mean, you know, we've got this bet every year we do now for the last, how many years has it been? 3, 4, 5 years with Brian, the majors bet. But years before that, like I'm watching wire to wire. Like I'm waiting for the coverage to start and then I'm just watching it. You know, usually driving somewhere for a barbecue in between, but I'm watching the whole thing.
I also like the British Open Sunday.
Yes.
I like that it's early.
Yes.
I watched that from the Jersey Shore last year. Yep. and loved that day.
Yep.
So you got a couple of golf ones, back to football. How about week one?
week one of the NFL?
Yeah. I love that day. I love that day. It's the start of the fantasy season. I mean, it's the start of the season. I would never think of the preseason. You know, that doesn't get there. And the playoffs are great, but I love week one. Here we go.
I used to, now baseball has really botched this. In my opinion, they've really botched it. But one of my favorite days I've ever had that was a sports day, and it's a sports day that has happened many times, coinciding Major League Baseball opening day that Monday and the end of this basketball tournament.
Right.
At night.
That's right.
Like that is.
They used to line up.
You get baseball at 1 o'clock and you're just. And I ran a marathon 1 o'clock till the basketball game was over. One of the Duke UNLV year. I mean, I was just. We were out and we just went and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's not opening day anymore. You know, they've moved that around, and it's just not it's not the same. I mean, you still are, well, I don't even know. Maybe you don't even get day baseball anymore on the day of the championship game, that Monday.
You might, but this year, the first game was yesterday at 5:30 in the morning, our time. There was another one today. There is a full schedule next weekend, next Thursday maybe right. It starts. So by Monday, there's probably something.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
But it's not the opener.
Right. And yeah, I mean, and even if you still had the Japan thing, but opening day was that Monday, you know you're getting a full slate of games all day long to ride you through until the basketball game starts. Like, that's a day, but they've screwed it up, so that can't be it. That's not on the list anymore.
Okay.
And so, therefore, I don't even put Major League Baseball opening day on it. Like, for me, it would need that. It would need that capper at the end.
First day of the playoffs?
Baseball playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many we got so far? how many things have you said over there?
10 or so.
I don't know.
First day of the playoffs is now the two one-and-done wild card games, one and then the other, yeah. Not in the same day.
Right.
And then you get into the best of fives.
Yeah. I do like I like Derby Day. Like that's a party day. That's a game, you know, it's a go bet on horse racing, even though you don't know anything about it day, and that can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Daytona 500 day is a big day in my house. We watch that race every year, and for some reason, 20 years ago, I decided to make fried bologna sandwiches for the Daytona 500, and so I do that every year. And like I have people over now, and like
you
it's
mentioned
a thing.
The sandwiches. Maybe
sandwiches are
maybe that's a factor.
For me, it definitely sandwiches. Is. I don't, you know, it's but it's you know. It's
if you for, made fried bologna sandwiches for me that day, I might actually watch the Daytona 500. Do I have to watch the whole thing?
Well, I mean,
I might watch some of it.
You're gonna get
for might, two. I might watch the whole thing.
You know,
it's
right.
A long race.
Well, yeah, it is. It is a long race.
But it's 500.
Right. It takes like 4 hours. It's a long day. It's a long day.
What about NFL schedule day? I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, no. No, and you mentioned Selection Sunday. Like, and I know people like that. I've never watched it. I don't think I'm ever going to watch it. Like, it would not. I would fight against that being on the list. And schedule day, same thing. Like, I like to know the schedule, but I don't need to be glued to the information. Like, eventually it's going to show up on my phone. I'm going to be like, okay, that's who the Bills are playing. Great.
How about July 1?
Ooh, free agency.
How about any sports trade deadline day? That is a certain day.
Yep.
Once upon a time, I used to get up for that, and it just hasn't been the same.
Hockey is like totally ruined.
Yeah.
What about the lottery? No. The lottery is back at night. You see, the lottery is going back to a weeknight.
And it's early. It's
April 9th.
April, yeah, right.
So they just they discarded the lottery as a weekend television event? Like, that just, they didn't need that anymore?
I guess, yeah.
Might as well just throw this back on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday, whatever it is.
I think what I'm learning here is that this day should be definitely in the top 10.
Today?
Yeah, today. Because as you're going through this, like, I don't, there are days here that I've mentioned that I like more than today, but not a lot.
NFL draft day has not been mentioned.
Right, that's right.
Draft day probably is, be top 10.
Draft day's good. I like draft day a lot.
Because there is speculation the whole day leading up to it. And that's something you don't really get with a lot of other stuff.
Right, me too.
And
it's amazing how that's become that.
For years, it sort of felt to me like all of it is just so mad. It's madness. Like the speculation, the guessing, the expertise, the faux expertise, really. It's just crazy. And then so I sort of felt like I was like railing against the draft, and at some point I realized that I was still watching it every year. This is back when it was still on a Saturday. It would be like just a beautiful spring day, and I'd have stuff to do around the house because it's maybe one of the first really nice days, and I'm supposed to be outside doing stuff, and I keep walking in the house and standing there in front of the TV for 10 minutes at a time, like watching Chris Berman. I'm just like, what am I doing? It's just the draft.
It was so exciting last year.
And I realized I love what it is I love the draft.
It was an exciting day last year. All the way that Mayfield like just moved in the day or two before, like just suddenly Baker, really? Number one.
Right.
And we were talking about Josh Allen's tweets that day. Like, it was just pretty crazy.
Yep.
How about New Year's Day?
What do I got? The Winter Classic.
Well, and,
Winter Classic.
And this year, the college football semifinals were on New Year's Day.
Right? I don't know how often that's happened, though.
Yeah. They were, though, right? I might be thinking of a different year.
We have all those other bowl games.
Day,
I don't know.
It's a day that I do sit and watch. I mean, I watch the Winter Classic. I don't love it, but it's still pretty cool.
The bowl game, the big bowl games that don't get playoff status in a given year, those have to be on New Year's Day. So I don't know if the playoffs were also. Maybe they were, but you have those early ones.
There was a year where,
Outback.
Last year, I'm almost sure, Mayfield and Oklahoma lost to Georgia on New Year's Day.
Okay, I don't know.
So the year before, they were on New Year's Day.
Yeah, this year they did not, though. Semifinals was the 29th. You had the Outback Bowl, Citrus Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl.
Yeah, like those games have to be on. They're not going to be moved up.
Right, and if they happen to be the semifinals, then they would be on New Year's Day. And so 2 years ago they were. I would say if the semifinals are there, then New Year's Day rates. If it's just the Winter Classic and then a bunch of meaningless Rose Bowl, Outback Bowls, nah. Not really.
I'll take Thanksgiving over New Year's Day.
Thanksgiving?
I'll take Thanksgiving over New Year's Day.
Look at that.
I get the NFL games, plus I'm usually playing football in the morning.
You're one of those guys?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's like 7 or 8 football days that have been mentioned that are all like pretty good. And that's not including the wild cards.
I don't know if there's like one that's definitively better than the others. Mm-hmm. I think probably Championship Sunday.
I haven't even mentioned Week 6. I'm a big Week 6 guy.
Mm. Week 16, the Fantasy Championship.
Week 16, absolutely. And I love the schedule.
Get the hell out of here with that.
What?
That's a
week
big day.
Week 16 is huge.
No.
All right, so what are the top 10 days? We've got a good base here. There probably are a few others we haven't thought of yet. Then the hard part, putting them in order.
I need some soccer here. Like soccer is.
Hey, you figure out how to do that.
I don't know where to. What? Champions League.
You either need Champions League final or like the final day of the Premier League.
I never watch those. I mean, I love that too, but I never watch those. I never watch the Champions League final. Not because I avoid it. It's just like, oh, that ended, and you know, usually the Champions League will be anticlimactic. There was the one year where it was the most amazing thing ever, and things happen like crazy within a few minutes of each other to determine the title. Usually, or often, it's not. You know, it's over by then. So,
but if it does mean something, it's in the top 10. But you don't have the consistency there.
Right.
No, right. And like the Premier League, it's not that often that it has happened where you've had these dueling results and relegation also, same thing. And like that could be a pretty frantic day.
Yes.
But it's random.
It can also not be that day,
right,
so that hurts.
Nothing.
So MLS Cup. Okay. 803-0550 is our number. We'll look for tweets, too. You can tweet the station or us individually. You should be able to figure out how to do that. We'll have Paul on. Are we talking to Paul? Yes. And that's good. And also Nate Oates. Both of those will be next hour. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Different, you know. Obviously, we had a really successful regular season, and you know, we ain't sneaking up on nobody no more. You know, everyone knows who Buffalo is, so I think Along those terms is, you know, we got a much, you know, I feel like we're a little better this year, and we just got to give it our A.
That is Nick Perkins of the UB Bulls. We'll talk to Nate Oates next hour. It's about 24 hours away from tip. And ESPN 1520, as usual, will have the UB game tomorrow. The women will be on AM 1400, so you can hear that there. And we'll be in here doing this, and we'll have the game on, and we'll talk, we'll do our things, you know. There's no telling. It's just so unpredictable. But we'll be doing something, and then if the game is close, as it gets late, we'll just go to it. And, you know, then we'll talk about it after it's over. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Top 10 sports days. I mean, like, let's just really nail this down. And then in the future, we can just say...
Just reference this list.
Yeah. Oh, today is the 6th best sports day.
We decided.
That's right. Because, you know, very often through the years, we have had a plan like this and then not followed through.
You mean keeping track of something like this?
Yeah. Actually making the top 10 list.
Right. Well, I don't think making... Well, that's right. We usually just write down a bunch of ideas and then never actually make the list.
And then go, whoo, yeah. That day's
here,
over.
I do think... Right. 7 o'clock. I think we have a good chance of actually making the list, but then never referencing it again because we don't keep it anywhere where we can find it when we need it.
There's room.
Yes, that's right.
There's a picture of a guy walking.
Yes.
There's room. That's... Let's go to Nick here. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how's it going?
Going pretty well, Nick. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to make a point about greatest sports days. I'm a big sports fan, and Memorial Day for me is big because it's got, at 1 o'clock, the NCAA Lacrosse Division I championship, and then usually game one or two of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals and NBA Finals later that night.
Yeah, not to mention all the baseball that we air when we're off that day.
Right. I have had Memorial Day, and I don't follow lacrosse, but I've watched that game because it's big time important sports, and it's on pretty early in the day, so I would get to that and then roll right into baseball after that. So yeah, I like Memorial Day as a suggestion. The lacrosse game always happens, and then there's always baseball.
Indy 500.
Yeah, Indy 500. It's not going to make my top 10 though. It's like it's credible. But it's not in my top 10 because I am always outside. It is my favorite holiday. It is like my favorite day of the year. It's almost always warm and sunny. It's perfect out here. It's the beginning of summer. I'm not, this is my dad in me, I am not watching TV. If it is going to be on Memorial Day, I am swimming, grilling, playing catch, frisbee. Like, I am totally not watching TV on that day.
Right. It has changed for me. I just know there have been years where I have been saddled up and watched all those things that the guy mentioned. The Indy 500 is usually on that Sunday. If there's weather or something, it gets pushed to Monday, but it's usually on that Sunday. So it doesn't make it into Memorial Day.
Also, by nighttime, when those other things are happening, I am shot and passed out and asleep. I'm not still outside. I'm done. It's over. 8 o'clock. Forget it. Then I'll get up at 12:30 for an hour and go back to sleep. You want to know all this? I keep going. And here's what I dream about. I have it all perfectly. No. Thank you, Nick. Here is Matt next. Hello, Matt.
Hello, gentlemen. I got one for you to consider. Say the announcement of the Heisman Trophy Day. Usually they'll have the Army-Navy game in the late afternoon, so you get some of the old school pageantry guys playing ball just to play it. No big glory at stake. And then you get a bookend on that, on the big time college football stuff. But you also get with that the benefit of seeing all the old winners sitting up on the stage. It makes you feel better about getting old because you can see Johnny Rogers looks. And
so
you get a little bit of everything. You get some politics thrown in there. There's always some politics around the game, too. So lots about.
That's right.
And the Heisman announcement is these two events are on the same day, and that's years running. I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
They
the Army-Navy game, and then that night they announce the Heisman.
Right, the first Saturday of December, maybe.
Okay.
Right.
When that is.
Right.
Yeah, that's a smart choice. Thank you, Matt. It's
The fact that I didn't know it's that they were on the same day tells you what I think of the day, I think. I didn't know that. I mean, it's cool, but...
Yeah, it's not meaningful to me, but I liked his argument.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's not nothing either. It's just not going to make my top 10.
Yeah, I have watched... I don't know why this would be. Maybe it's just there's just other stuff to do, and so stuff has to get filtered out. I can remember watching the Army-Navy game from the time I was a little kid up until... I mean, I've been in my house for 20 years now, and I know I watched the Army-Navy game years running in my house, but I've stopped, and I don't have, you know, there's no, I'm not mad at the Army or Navy programs, the coaches or anything. I just sort of stopped doing it, but that used to be a very meaningful game to me. It just felt like this is big, I'm going to watch this. The uniforms, the cadets, and the midshot, everybody, the push-ups, all of it. You know, the guy said it. But I've lost it, and I did not ever know that the Heisman Trophy was presented on that same day.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite college football
I've
day?
I've never watched the Heisman Trophy presentation.
Never?
Never have once.
Okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite college football day?
My favorite college football day is probably... the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. I like, I guess now it's like conference championship weekend where you really find out who's going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I like that more than the playoffs. So whatever day that is, like the Saturday, you know, maybe it was Auburn, Georgia.
Sure. That's the big
Ohio
games.
State.
Sure. Yeah.
Somebody.
Big 12 championship, big SEC championship. Big, yeah, all right.
Yeah, some of those line up on the same day.
Yeah.
Championship. Do they call it something? I need it to be called something. Make it easier to argue for. Championship
it's
Saturday
Dr.
or something?
Dr. Pepper something or other.
Yes, Dr. Pepper Day.
Is
Dr. Pepper Day one of the 10 days?
Because I know during halftime of one of those games, they have people come out in a Dr. Pepper-sponsored contest and try to throw footballs through like tires or
I watched that. They're into the holes in the middle of giant Dr. Pepper cans.
Okay, right. Yeah,
and
right.
The person or both of them will just like shovel pass it.
Right. Like they're passing a basketball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. They don't actually like throw a football pass. They're just like shovel passes.
The Friday after Thanksgiving used to be, and I don't know, is that Iron Bowl day? Is that Alabama Auburn? Do they play on the Friday? Or is that game so prominent that it's no longer on that day? I feel like that day used to be that game. When I was a kid, I feel like Nebraska and Oklahoma played on that day.
Yes, they did.
Like that, and that was early in the day, too. It's a day off of school, and like, hey, there's college football on.
Yep.
That's awesome. But I don't think it's a stable schedule anymore. I think it used to be, and I don't think it is anymore, and that sort of hurts it. But that Friday is fun.
For naming days in terms of college football, you can pick a game. Like Ohio State, Michigan, Saturday. A lot of people would tell you that's their favorite sports day of the year. People who are diehard for one of those two teams. Like Ohio State, the day of the game, as it's known, is like the best day of the year. But I don't really have that. I used to care about that game a lot more than I do. We have Auburn 74, New Mexico State 72, 15 seconds left.
A little tension here.
Auburn has a free throw left.
Both of you have Auburn in the pick nine.
Right.
I do not. I'm already down a team.
5 points on the line. Joe will play the noise when it ends. And I think we'll watch it. We're going to see it end.
That was a big free throw there.
Yes, top 10 sports days. All right. So what's number one so far? Like, who's ahead? Who's winning? Is today winning? I don't think today is number one. I like a lot of these football days more.
I think today would feel better for me if I could play, if I could do what people do, like the cliche about it, and like skip out of work and go somewhere and hang out and just do this all day. That would be really cool. Being here, you just, we're here working. I mean, yeah, we're watching. It's not hard work, but it's not the same. You know, I'm not just out hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have a hard time rating it that highly. I think if that weren't the case, I might fight for it because I like that it's the beginning of it and it goes all day and like that's those are two very compelling reasons to make it to rate it that high.
I mean, if I had that, then I probably would bet more, which, you know, you say what you want, but I probably would just invest more in the outcome of these games. Mm-hmm. Because really, it doesn't matter to me almost at all what happens in these games.
Right.
You know, like that Minnesota beat Louisville is just almost totally meaningless to me, even though it's the tournament. Mm-hmm. Sacrilegious, but like, once I get a fantasy team or 16, and mm-hmm. then you get to week one and it starts to play out,
right?
That I'm like, I am crazy on that day. Jeremy's big on the Kentucky Derby. That's fine. If you go to the Kentucky Derby, or, you know, if you commit the Breeders' Cup day is a day that I have done more of that than I have for the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. That's close to my birthday. The Breeders' Cup day, everybody in horse racing celebrates that. You kind of have the same, maybe you don't know because it's not the Triple Crown, but you kind of have the same attention paid to it. And like, I've had friends over and we've had different betting games on yeah. the Breeders' Cup. If I go to the Kentucky Derby, it's going to blow my mind.
Well, sure, yeah. I've never been to the Kentucky Derby, but I mention it because of Jeremy's parties. I've been, and so like that's why I think he's been to it, and so he rates it highly. But I don't know that he's rating it highly as going to it. It's just this is a day that's going to matter on the sports calendar for me that I'm going to celebrate. And like I'm good with that. Like the party is fun, the race is fun. If you're smart enough to have bet on it while you're that's fun. And you know it's a nice day, so you're outside and you're inside, and it's you know you just I don't know, I like Derby Day. I'm not going to say it's number one, but it would make my top 10. I think
there are times when I wouldn't even realize it was Derby Day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that happened.
Yeah.
So that would never happen on this day to me. That would never happen on some other ones.
Yeah.
Here's Bill next. Hello, Bill.
Hey guys. The one that I'm thinking of is. Something that, I mean, it might not be number one, but it definitely, I mean, it has so much buildup going into it, and everybody around the country pretty much has a rooting interest in the first day of the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's, I mean, you could talk about it for months, and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting, and, you know, you go through all the mock drafts, and you talk about it with your buddies at work and everything, and then there's so much buildup. That's a huge day all over the country, not just here.
I like it. I agree. I think it's probably in the top 10. It's funny how many of the top 10 might be days when there are no actual sports played.
Right.
Thank you, Bill. Here's Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you? I just wanted to weigh in on this. I know you were debating whether today was mm-hmm. the greatest sports day, and I just want to say, as a solo person who really doesn't care for college sports and March Madness in general, today is like the porridge in the breakfast of sport. Thanks.
It's that bad. I see. It's still food, but it's not. It's your right. least favorite food.
Porridge.
Today's porridge.
Let's mark down today, the 21st of March in 2019, as the first time porridge has ever been mentioned on our show.
That might be true. For years, the people who had this time slot on the station ate porridge. On the show, but once we took over, I don't think it's ever been said.
No.
So good job, Bill. You made history. Paul Hamilton at 4, Nate Oates at about 4:30. Auburn is hanging on, up 1, 6 seconds, and they've just missed a free throw. Yeah. So there's going to be a shot to win it.
Yeah.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll see what happens, and the porridge continues on WGR.
All right, we got an opportunity for caller 5 here, 644-9878, to win a $25 gift card to Top Shelf Laundromat. General contest rules apply. Be sure and check out Top Shelf's new third location on Eggert Road by the Twin City Highway in Tonawanda. That's caller 5,
644-9878. Auburn wins by 1. Crazy finish. New Mexico State is down 2, 6 seconds after a free throw, dribbling it up. It's a Tyus Edney situation. The guy's going right in for the layup. He's got an uncontested layup, and he kicks it out for the three-pointer. The guy launches the three. misses, but Auburn fouled him. And it really was a legit foul. Like, he knocked him down. So, a 78% free throw shooter went to the line for New Mexico State, down two with 1 second left, basically. 2 seconds left. Misses the first, makes the second, misses the third. Just off the front rim. The ball goes out of bounds, off Auburn. So, they get one more play. Open three from the corner, air ball.
Yeah.
So Auburn wins, and that is 5 points for me and Joe.
I'm not happy with Joe.
Oh, good. I love when this happens.
Because he you see, we have this on one of the dry erase boards in here. You put yours up, and there's room. You've got the team in the seed, and then there's some room. I left room, and then I wrote mine, team in the seed, and then Joe, like very close to mine, drew a line and wrote his. Yours left enough room to write. I thought it might be good to just keep track of how many points each team gets you as you go.
Yeah.
And then have a tally at the bottom. But the way Joe wrote his on here, there's no room for me to do that next to mine. So I'm not – I feel like I need to, like, take a picture of Joe's.
Erase
and
it?
Erase it and redo it. I'm that way. I need it to be – I need it to look a certain way. It's going to bug me every – just now I went over and wrote five underneath both of yours – your teams, your lists, and I'm unhappy.
I would do one of two things. I would do what you said, because it's going to drive you crazy.
Yep.
Or leave it and just make a little notch. You know, you're not going to need many room for many notches.
No,
just make a little
right.
notch after Auburn or after the five, and then your total at the bottom is the number. But you'll just have to do the math, you know, as
I know.
You go.
Well, that's fine. Not a problem, but there's not even really room for notches.
Well, you don't know your teams as one yet.
Well,
you might not need notch room.
Listen,
you might not need any notch room.
All right.
Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
Gentlemen, I like your show. I listen every day. It's the first time I've ever called.
Thank you, Paul.
For listening, Paul. We really appreciate that.
I am an auto racing fan. Daytona 500 is probably my biggest day of the year. I look forward to it as soon as it ends at Thanksgiving and wait the 99 days until the racing starts again in February. But the biggest day of the year in auto racing has got to be Memorial Day with the Monaco Grand Prix, the Indy 500, and
the Coca-Cola
600. Or whatever that race is called now, if it's still Coca-Cola or not. I'm
Charlotte.
Not sure, Paul. Right.
With adult beverages.
Yeah.
The radio listening to races.
Right.
Solid job. I mean, if you're into racing, that all makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And some of those days in the past, guys have run both of those races. Well, he mentioned three races. I don't know that anyone's run the Grand Prix and then come back to America and tried to run one of those other races. But I think that would be logistically very hard, if not actually impossible. But the Indy 500 and then the Daytona or the Charlotte race, guys have flown from Indy right over there, hopped in the car and gone. And that's been pretty cool.
All right, Paul. We will get back to our list here as the day goes on. Next, though, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres, who are down to, I think, 9 games left.
Yep.
Another loss last night. They were just, you know, completely taken apart by the Leafs, at least in terms of the possession and the territorial advantage, if not the score. And then Nate Oates from Tulsa, UB, tomorrow, about 24 hours away. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, stay with us. This is WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.